But I do notice when people aren't truthful in their day in the life and it bothers me. It's like, can you just be real? Like, you're not perfect. So I wanted to just no bullshit and just kind of show you that I'm not perfect. I'm just a regular old person and I do my best.
Welcome to the Dream Smarter Podcast, a no BS conversation about entrepreneurship and becoming successful in smart and efficient ways.
Yo, 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 everybody. Oh my God, I'm laughing at myself, the fact that I started that way. My name is Alex Kraling. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. I am the host of the show, as well as the founder, creative director, visionary educator behind High Moon Studio, which is a brand and website design studio. We basically help modern CEOs, aka people who are trying to build online businesses or even physical businesses in this new age, be super innovative with their brands and just build really solid foundations to connect to their target audience and make them feel the way that they love to feel. So that's pretty much what I do. Okay, so today's a really exciting day because I'm going to do a day in the life. I'm going to tell you in this podcast episode, I don't know if anybody's ever done this on a podcast episode before, but it came to me and I just figured, why not do it? I'm going to give you a no bullshit, like, this is what I do in a day. This is how my day is usually structured. Obviously, not every day is the same, but I'll go through right now what my days typically look like for when I'm doing trainings, and then I'll go through what my days typically look like when I'm not doing trainings. So obviously when I'm doing my designer trainings, it's definitely more focused on that because I don't take client work. I mean, I do client work here and there, right? I'll take on bigger projects, but I don't do my typical, you know, creative sprints with my clients. So let's get into it. So before I go to bed the night before, so you guys know that I use the Things app, right? I feel like I talk about it all the time. The Things app is basically what I use to keep track of my entire life. So before I go to bed, and if you guys don't know, the Things app is by Google. You can download it on your phone. I think it's Things 3 now. They might have a new one out. It does cost money. I still highly recommend it. It's basically a checklist that you can separate into projects. So we always book all of our clients ahead of time, and I always plan all of my trainings ahead of time, like months ahead of time, and we book them all into this program, the Things app. So basically I can go into my schedule and I can see everything that I need to do for the day. And I also use it for my personal stuff. So throughout the week, I'll like throw in like random shit if I need to, like, you know, whatever I need to do, feed, you know, give the dog its medicine, whatever I need to do. So I live off of this thing, and it also connects to the calendar. So I can see my calendar. I can see all of my to-do lists of the day. And then I check things off as the day goes. So the night before, I always make sure to check, like, what do I have going on the next day? And I'm just going to kind of give you an insight to today. I'm just going to speak about today. So today it is, what day is it? It's Thursday, December 3rd. I am just finishing up designer training. So today we had designer training, and I had designer training phone calls with my students, like one-on-one calls. So this is exactly what I did today. So today I woke up, I think it was like 6:30 or something. I go through phases. Some weeks I'm a morning person, so I always typically wake up early. Some weeks I wake up at 5 a.m. and I have like 3 hours before I start calls, and I just take the morning slow and all of that shit. And some weeks, like this week, I just am tired and I need to sleep. I love my sleep. I could sleep for literally like 12 hours a night if I let myself. So I think I woke up today at like 7 or something like that. And okay, so I always look at my phone. That's the first thing that I do. I don't know how all these people don't, to be honest with you. That maybe I'm just too addicted or something, but real talk, I grab my phone, I turn off my alarm, I check my email, I check my Instagram. Sometimes I'll even like lay in bed and post on Instagram if I had planned the night before what I was going to post, or if I just have some inspiration in the morning. And then I will even go through my DMs. It's just a great time for me, because also typically I wake up so damn early. I know other people aren't up. And so I'm like, I'm going to respond to all the DMs right now because I'm not going to get bombarded with responses to my responses. And that's going to make me feel less overwhelmed, because sometimes when you sit down in the middle of the day and you start responding to all of your DMs, everybody's awake and they're alert and they're all on their phones. And so they're all sending me messages back immediately. And I just get so overwhelmed, and then I just stress out and I just want to hide in a corner. So that's a time when I answer my DMs. I'll post on Instagram. You know, I just like, sometimes we'll just sit and just scroll. I'm told you this was going to be no bullshit. I will sit on my phone sometimes in my bed for like an hour. Probably not a healthy thing to do, but sometimes I do. And in the morning, sometimes I will also read. I try and read a half an hour a day. It does not happen every single day. Okay. This is like a thing where I'm like, I'm trying to read a half an hour a day. It does not happen every day. But sometimes in the morning, if I'm feeling inspired, and I kind of dabble in many books at a time. So I'll be like, okay, do I want to read my spiritual book today? Do I want to read my book on food and having a good relationship with food? Do I want to read my book on business? Do I want to read my book on investing in money? I kind of just will like pick and choose based on my mood. And so I'll sit in bed and read for like a half an hour. Then I get up. I am not a person who gets ready every day. I will tell you that much. But today I actually woke up and I did some Pilates. So I work out, you know, typically like on average 4 times a week. So I do have a trainer that I work out with once per week. Shout out to Fit PT. She's amazing. I actually saw her in person when I lived up in the cities, like Wisconsin, Twin Cities area. I know that sounds crazy because Twin Cities are in Minnesota, but I was right on the border. Anyway, so I saw her in person up there, and we just transitioned to virtual here, which is sad because I wish I could see her in person. But I typically work out with her on Wednesdays. So then, like today, for instance, I woke up and did Pilates, and I do Pilates online through Hot Pilates, which is a Pilates studio here in LA. They have some really, really good trainers, and they all kind of do different things. So I'll pick one, and I'm going to be honest with this too. When I'm actually working out and watching a video and I don't have somebody there to keep me accountable, I can really only do it for like 20 to 30 minutes. Like, I am not somebody who could sit and do an hour. I get bored. I just like, nobody's keeping me accountable. Why am I doing this? So I like to switch things up. So I did like a 20-minute workout today in the morning. Then I do like a little like kind of like wash my face. And sometimes washing my face is like grabbing a little pad, putting some micellar water on it and just like wiping my face. And then I'll do like my mini skincare thing. And I have rosacea. So I have, I don't even know why the fuck I'm telling you all of this. I guess I'm getting real into it. I have like a cream that's prescribed to me that I have to put on every day. So I have to do that in the morning. Brush my teeth, get like semi-presentable, which is barely presentable usually. And then I feed Haynes, and then I have to take him out right away. And then once I do that, then I kind of usually like make my coffee. I always drink as much water as I possibly can in the morning. I used to take all my vitamins in the morning, but my vitamin list has expanded, and I will get into that. Well, might as well get into that right now. So I love hearing this stuff about people. So I hope that this is interesting to you and not super, super boring. So I take quite a few vitamins, minerals, whatever, supplements. Okay. So I take The Ritual Essentials for Women, 2 of those. I take Seed Probiotic Prebiotic, 2 of those. I take the Briogeo Be Well Vegan Aminos. Let me see. I grabbed all of them here. Vegan Omega 3, 6, 9, and Biotin, which is for like hair, skin, all of that type of stuff. And then I just started taking magnesium citrate by Thorne, T-H-O-R-N-E. I take 1 of those. Magnesium's really great for so many things, and we're missing a lot of it in our systems right now. And then I take vitamin D by Thorne as well. I also take, I have them in front of me. I had to grab them all because I'm like, I'm going to forget. Array, A-R-R-A-E, has tablets that are for bloating. And I most likely next year we'll have to go through some sort of like a elimination diet to see what is causing my system to bloat so much. But the Array vitamins are super, or I don't even know what you call them, supplements, are super, super great. They're so natural, vegan, all of the things for when you're feeling that bloat. I actually think that they work. So sometimes after I eat a big meal, or if I'm just like, if I wake up and I feel real shitty, and just like bloated and gross and slow and big, I'll take a few of those. So I used to take those in the morning. I no longer do because I started taking so many vitamins that the other day, no joke, I threw up. So I decided that's going to happen during lunch. So I take my vitamins at lunch. I used to take them in the morning. Anyway, drink a bunch of water in the morning. I will make my coffee. It depends on the day. Sometimes I will make like an espresso with oat milk. Other days I just make coffee in my coffee pot because maybe I'm fasting that day. If I'm fasting, I don't want the oat milk. So I just make black coffee in my coffee pot. So I use both. I'm kind of crazy about my beverages. If you've ever seen my fridge in a photo, if you've ever been to my house, you know that my beverage selection is top notch. So anyway, so I do that and I basically kind of get ready for the day. Some days I just roll out of bed and I'm like, all right, let's fucking do this. But for the most part, I do all of those things in the morning, not always work out in the morning, but anyway. So then I take a look at my schedule on the Things app again. And the great thing about the Things app is you can just like rearrange things in your schedule. So I'll typically like go through and say, okay, what do I need to accomplish first? Is there anything that I need to accomplish before I hop on calls? Because today, for instance, I'm doing my designer training and I had calls today from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Some people canceled today. So typically I'm on phone calls from 8 to noon, like every half an hour. I know it's fucking crazy. But it's still really fun. Today I was from 8:30 to 11. Well, until 11:30. 8:30 to 11:30. So prior to that, I was like, what can I do? Can I touch base with my team? Do I need to email anybody back? I typically like to get my emails to zero before I start the day. So I'll email anybody back that I need to. I will look at my schedule, see if there's anything that I can accomplish before I hop on calls. And I'm basically out of order for the next 4 hours. So I take all of my calls with my students. They're all like one-on-one calls where we, you know, talk about their business, how I can help them grow their business, how I can help them deal with whatever problems that they're having and scaling, all of that fun stuff. Just like really fun business coaching, which I love. Then I have my break, which is in the middle of the day. And so I have a break until 3 because at 3 p.m. we have designer training. So that's when we do like our class for the day. And so prior in between there, usually I will like, so I get done with my calls. Usually I, you know, hop in again since I've been MIA for the past 4 hours and just make sure my team doesn't need anything. Make sure I can answer all my emails, if there's any immediate DMs that I need to get to, et cetera. And then if I have any work for the day, sometimes, for instance, right now I am in designer training, but I'm still, because typically I don't take clients, right? But I'm still doing the Bungalow Coffee project with Shannon and her team. So, and Ryan. So basically what I do is I look and I say, okay, is there anything that I need to get done for that today? And it's all in my to-do list and ready for me. So I already know when I wake up, if I'm going to have to do a little bit of work or whatever. And sometimes for designer training, I also need to put together a presentation. And so typically I'll do that around 2 p.m. I'll give myself like the hour before training to just like get everything set up and ready for that. And I can always do it within the hour. So from noon until 2, that's when I kind of have like my time. So usually I'll spend, right, it'll be like 12:30 at minimum when I'm done with, you know, touching base with my team, my emails, all of that stuff. Then I will usually like smoke weed, no joke, smoke a little bit of weed, make myself a lunch or order lunch. I order a lot of Postmates, you guys, especially when I'm busy. I am going to be disgusted at how much it costs at the end of the year. I'm not going to lie. But I will order it if I don't have any food or if I'm just like really busy that day. And then after I do that, like today I took Haynes for a walk. I was off a little early today and I didn't have any work. So I took Haynes on an hour long walk, which was really, really nice. I listen to podcasts when I do my walks. I really like the Him and Her podcast by The Skinny Confidential. And I also have been really loving Soul on Fire. So I listen to either of those. I've been learning a lot about human design too. So it's just like whatever I'm interested in, I'll listen on a walk. And then I always take a nap. Every single day I take a nap. I know that sounds so weird, but I need my 20-minute nap. I'm such a sleeper. If you guys don't know what your sleep, I don't know what it's called, but like your sleep profile or whatever it is, there's like a test that you can take and I am a bear. So I like to hibernate. I like to sleep. I just need that little like 20-minute pick me up in the middle of the day to help me get going. So if I didn't work out in the morning, then I'll typically work out in the middle of the day or I'll work out at night, depending on what's happening. So anyway, so it's like 2 p.m. I do my presentation and then we have training at 3. So we hop on training and then training's usually done an hour and a half, 2 hours max. So 5 o'clock. Then I have extra calls. So today there were a ton of people who canceled tonight too, but typically I'll be on calls until like 8 p.m. So more one-on-one calls, and it's a Thursday today. So this is just my Thursday. And then after that, I'll do whatever I need to do. So like, you know, podcast episodes, you know, finishing up any emails or client stuff. And then I will either order dinner. Typically on those like really long nights, I'll order dinner because I'm just like dead. Order dinner, make dinner, and then I will have a glass of wine, maybe smoke a little more weed, who knows? And then I'll watch a show and just kind of wind down or work out if I didn't work out during the day. So that's pretty much what my schedule looks like during designer training. When I have clients, obviously a little bit different. I'm not on the phone all day. When I am working with my clients and doing creative sprints, I only take calls on Mondays. So it is not at all like what I just explained, except for Monday. Monday is usually always filled with calls, of course, since I only take my calls on Mondays. But I will basically, like, all of my projects are laid out so specifically as to what I need to do every single day. So I usually just work. I'll wake up, you know, maybe take Haynes for a walk. I have more freedom throughout the day to pick and choose, like, when I want to do things, how I want to do things. So it totally depends on my mood. I really just kind of follow what my mind and my body want. So if I wake up and I'm like, you know what, I want to start my day with a walk, or I want to start my day very slow and read and just, like, hang out with the dog and just do whatever and then get working later in the day. Some days I don't even start working until afternoon, like after I've eaten lunch, and I just kind of enjoy the morning to myself. Other days I wake up and I'm fired up and I'm just ready to get to work, or I know that I have a lot of work and it gives me anxiety and so I want to start right away. My brain is the most active and creative in the mornings. So typically, unless I'm having a bad day or something like that, but typically I will try and do stuff in the morning just because I know that my brain is in go mode. It's fresh, you know, there's nothing cloudy in my brain. And so it's easier for me to get really amazing workout. So then I will just kind of like, yeah, follow, just kind of like go with the flow of, you know, okay, the project's done. Now I have my free time. Now I can do this, that, and this, or whatever. So that's a day in the life, you guys. I mean, I hope that this was somewhat interesting to listen to. I love this type of shit personally. So, but I do notice when people aren't truthful in their day in the life and it bothers me, it's like, can you just be real? Like, you're not perfect, okay? Like, none of us can be perfect all the time. So I wanted to just, no bullshit, give this to you exactly how it is, exactly how I do my day, and just kind of show you that I'm not perfect. I'm just a regular old person. There's nothing perfect about me. And I do my best to just make every single day count and every single day exciting and worth my while, because we only live one life, right? So I listen a lot to like what my body needs. And of course, you guys, I live alone. I don't have a significant other. I see my friends very rarely right now because of COVID. I don't have children. So my life is pretty simple. Don't get me wrong. I do get lonely sometimes, but it is very easy for me to be able to do whatever I want, whenever I want. So please understand that. And yeah, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Come back next week for another. Oh, also, if you are enjoying this podcast, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts. We would sincerely appreciate it. We would appreciate it so much that we would love to send you a gift if you write us a review. So if you do, take a screenshot of it and then email it to Becca, B-E-C-C-A at highmoon-studio.com. She is my executive assistant and she will ship you out some really fun little goodies. So we're really excited. Go leave us a review. Make sure to email us about it and we will send you something fun. Okay. Thank you guys so much. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling, and I challenge you to grow your business the smart way, not the hard way. Follow along at Dream Smarter Podcast on Instagram.